All right, Tyler Bowers on the Pulpamex KX450. Look, this is the second time I sponsored a guy, and it didn't go the way we wanted to. I don't know. Maybe it's just Pulpamex. Maybe that's it. But a decent first moto and second moto battled injury.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the Pulpamex thing, but it's totally not that. Before last weekend, I crashed on Thursday, took a foot peg to the armpit, and I got like a hematoma in my on my lat, and hurt me last weekend like super bad. I couldn't in the rollers, I couldn't pull in the handlebars, couldn't basically carry the front wheel in the sand, which is what you need to do. You need to hang off the back and carry the front wheel. During this week, I rested it and massaged it out and tried to get all the fluid out. And then by the end of the week, I could see this lump, this big bulge. And I'm like, oh, well, I got all the swelling out of the armpit, but now what's this thing? And I was like, well, we'll see how it goes. So I came here and, got some shots from the Asterisk guys, some anti-inflammatories or the Alpine Stars medical unit. And then tried to race first moto. Practice sucked. And the first moto, I was dying, dude. It was so hard to hold on. I just couldn't hang off the back where I needed to be. And so I was fighting the bike everywhere. And then between motos, I went over to have them drain it. They stuck a needle in it. They tried to drain it. Nothing, they couldn't pull because it was, I guess it's dried up now, is what Alexander was saying. So I guess it dries up and it's clotted. And they said, yeah, you're going to have to go this week and get it, lanced, and, they're going to have to scrape it out. You're going to have to go to, a surgeon and have it, scraped out. So the whole time, last week, I thought it was, muscle-related, because the foot peg hit my lat. But he was saying, he's like, dude, you just got a big bulge of dried blood in the muscle, and you just, it hurts to move it. I'm like, oh, okay. Good news is it should get better if I get it cut out. Bad news is freaking sucks second moto, I just...
Well, and another bad news is the sand probably is the worst thing for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, honestly, I could have been at high point, I'd probably been all right, because you could be over the front and and just be cautious out there. But here you need to be hanging off the back, riding like Jimmy Dakotas, just ripping off the back everywhere. It wasn't cutting it here, so...
That sucks. But hey, Pulpamex KX450, it was cool to see it out there. I got some good photos. We'll post them up. I'm sure you ran into some Pulp fans that really enjoyed it. So that part was good for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a couple. One guy's got one of my shrouds. I already gave it to him because he was super pumped. I mean, you do so much for me with the Pulp fan base. It's like my fan base. So I appreciate everyone there. And that's why I was really pumped to do the deal with you, too. Is one, I needed the help. And then two, it's something that, that's my fan base. So I loved it. And I got a shroud for you in the back. I don't know if you want it. It sucked pretty bad.
Yeah, good for the studio.
Yeah, you can throw it in the studio. Maybe throw it in the trash in the studio. I don't know.
Well, it was cool anyways to see it out there. And we'll try to get it done. Do you think it'll be all right for Redbud, or is that the plan?
I mean, it ain't gonna get any worse, and I think Redbud will be better than here. That's like we talked about. This place is the absolute worst to try to deal with this injury. So, I don't know. I'm gonna go get it, try to cut open this week, and if they can't get it better, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.